Hi, Miss Nina.
Hey, Trace. What's going on?
So, you know, I always go through you before I ask anybody anything. So, my brother, right? So, he's still in the hospital. On Monday, he had got his port, right? Because they said he was going to start dialysis because he's, like, got so much fluid, like, it's busting out his legs. Like, he got little sores on his legs where they got little, like, patches on it so it won't get infected. Mm-hmm. So, they did it. Tuesday, he got his first dialysis. Today, he got another dialysis. Mm-hmm. Maximus person or Keystone person or whoever that is, they give him the hours or they come out and evaluate him. Mm-hmm. She came up to the hospital today. She said they don't usually do that, but she came up to the hospital and she seen him. She said when he get out that she's going to come and see him again and that she's going to get him more hours for sure now since he got to go to dialysis 3 times a week and mm-hmm. no other stuff. So my thing is this. I wanted to set someone else up to be his caregiver since he's going to get more hours. I didn't know how to go about doing that. Like, is it a link that they go to that they can, like, start the test that they got to do for y'all or the appointment process?
So you got to contact your coordinator so they can put in requests for HR to send them the links to start onboarding.
Okay.
So they're going to need the person's name, their phone number, and their email address.
Okay. Because he definitely going to need, I don't even know how I'm going to do this because, you know, I do him overnight. But, you know, it's just so much, Miss Nina.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me know. I'm always available.
You know, my aunt works my nerves. Wouldn't nobody else take her because she's a pain in the ass.
Just let me know. I'm available. You know, I still do caregiver stuff, too, while I'm in his office.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ms. Nina. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yes. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.